بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب استحباب التوسط في اللباس ولا يقتصر على ما يزري به لغير حاجة ولا مقصود شرعي. This chapter deals with the preferability of adopting the middle road. In other words, moderation in one's clothing. And the prohibition of wearing such clothing which would be the subject of ridicule without any great need or without a shar'an, in other words, an Islamically acceptable objective. The previous chapter, the great virtue was mentioned. If a person, despite being wealthy, will wear simple clothing out of humility, Allah Ta'ala will call such a person in front of the entire creation on the Day of Judgment. As we mentioned, not literal translation, but for us to contextualize it, Allah Ta'ala will have a fashion show of the garments of Jannah. And this person will be given an option that you chose to be simple in your dressing in the world. Now today we will honor you that you may choose whatever of the garments of Jannah you want to wear. However, what we have to be careful about, if we look at the following chapter that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought, is that in opting for simplicity, it should not go to such a level that a person's dressing or appearance is such that people start mocking at such a person and ridiculing such a person. Allah Ta'ala has blessed many people amongst us with various what we call ni'mats and bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. One of the bounties which Allah Ta'ala blesses people with is wealth. The wealth of this world is Allah's ni'mat, is Allah's bounty. A person acquires independence. A person is safe from poverty. A person is safe from worrying about where his next meal is going to come from. A person is safe from worrying about how he's going to meet his worldly necessities, bills, etc. A person is safe from having to stretch his hand out to the next person. Allah Ta'ala, by giving a person wealth, gives him many, many avenues by which he can earn the rewards of the hereafter, sadaqah, spending on others, etc. So wealth is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Now the question is the expression of that wealth so far as yourself is concerned. Your clothing, what is the standard that you should adopt in opting for your clothing? For example, when you buy fabric, you can buy simple fabric. You can buy very, very expensive fabric. So which is the direction that Islam wants you to go? On the one hand, austerity, simplicity, as we can see from the various ahadith, is something that is very, very strongly advocated in Shariat. I mentioned this previously, but it's worth mentioning this riwayat again. In this we can see the mizaj and the temperament of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amongst the whole of humanity, who did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam love the most? Once this question in an am majma, in a general gathering, is put to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ayyun nas ahabbu ilayk? That, ya Rasulullah, who is it that you love the most? And to this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, from the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We even find this hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Allah Ta'ala, that, ya Allah, that which was within my control, in other words, when it comes to having more than one wife, Islam requires us in certain aspects to adopt what we call barabari. Barabari, in other words, equity, adopt equality, amount of time that you spend, in other words, the nights that you spend, and what we call nafqa, the financial outlay towards your wives, is required to be equal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mufawm of the riwayat, he says to Allah, Ya Allah, that was within my control, fima amlik. His time and wealth was within my control to distribute that equally amongst my wives. But naturally, instinctively, the affection for one exceeding the others, that is not within somebody's control. You can't control who you're going to love more. That Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart. So he said, Ya Allah, naturally I find my love for Aisha to be greater than the other wives. In this I was not able to exercise absolute moderation and equality. This is the type of love that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for Aisha. Aisha radiallahu anha was blessed in that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away whilst his head was leaning on the chest of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. That kind of love, and the point we are making, once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha radiallahu anha herself narrates, she says, قَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Once Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, إِذَا أَرَدْتِ اللُّحُوقْ بِي. Aisha, if you want to be close to me in the akhirat, in other words, in the dunya, she was so close to him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved her more than the other wives. Yet, he says that, Aisha says that once Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, if you want to be close to me in the akhirat, then three things are necessary. فَلْيَكْفِكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا كَزَادِ الرَّاكِبِ. Then, let the wealth of this world utilize it in such a way that adopt a standard of life like a traveler in the world. In other words, sadgi, simplicity. فَلْيَكْفِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا كَزَادِ الرَّاكِبِ. وَإِيَّاكِ وَمُجَالَسَةِ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ. And Aisha abstain from sitting in the company of the rich. Sit with the poor. Do not adopt the company of the rich. Why? Because when you sit with the rich, then it becomes difficult for you to appreciate Allah's ni'mats and bounties. You will start trying to imitate them, and the lalach and greed for dunya will increase in the heart because of the type of company that you are keeping. And the third thing Rasulullah said, pertinent to what we are discussing, وَلَا تَسْتَخْلِقِي ثَوْبًا حَتَّى تُرَقِّعِيهِ. Sometimes your clothing becomes old, then obviously you are going to abandon it for the next set of clothing. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Aisha, don't change your clothing until the one you are presently wearing, you have to actually put patches on it. Then only change it for a new set of clothing. If you have to try and quantify this advice that was given, which describes the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with our current situation, where there is no space in the cupboards also. And every occasion, in fact, to be seen in the same outfit publicly twice, some people have developed this mindset that this is something that goes against the protocol of society, or it's beneath my dignity. If you have to weigh that with this type of advice, Aisha, if you want to be close to me in akhirat, if you want to be with me in akhirat, Rasulullah s.a.w. is telling Aisha radiallahu anha, then don't change your clothing until the one you are currently wearing develops patches on it. لا ترقعيه ثوبا لا تستخلقي ثوبا حتى ترقعيه. So the point is that we can see that Islam advocates simplicity, particularly one is simplicity where circumstances force you into that type of simplicity. In other words, you can't afford anything else, so you are forced to be simple, etc. And the other is to consciously adopt simplicity, particularly in one's dressing and in one's standard of life. Now the question arises, to what level? To what level does the simplicity go? Sometimes a person refuses to spend on himself to such an extent that clothes are tattered and torn. And now it is very possible that such a person can become the subject of ridicule. Look at him. Look at how he dresses. Look at the type of appearance. In other words, that level of austerity which Imam Nawawi rahimullah describes, he says, La yaqtasiru ala ma yazri bihi. Do not, in other words, don't wear such clothing which would cause you to become the subject of ridicule. That's one extreme. Other extreme, Allah has blessed you, Allah has given you wealth, Allah has showered His ni'mat upon you. Now what happens when a person wears good clothing, adopts a good standard of life, but the intention is shukr to Allah Ta'ala, gratitude to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, expressing that ni'mat and bounty which Allah